Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
That's right, everybody. Don't get it twisted. This is the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody, how are you? Good to be back here in the AHA. Yours truly, Ron Kelly. Of course, doing my thing, as I do every Friday afternoon for you. My loyal listening public. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Had kind of a crazy day today, but I'm here. Back in the chair, doing what I absolutely love to do, and that's to talk to you guys every Friday afternoon, 4 p.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com. We have an absolutely outstanding show lined up for you this afternoon. We got a lot to talk about. Lots been going on. Oh, God, Derek Jeter, please stop with the Derek Jeter stuff. Stop. let me go up to Greenville for a second. Stop with the Derek Jeter nonsense. Please. You know, I'm a sports fan. I listen to sports radio. Maybe it's because it's the New York market that I listen to, and the New York Yankees are in New York. Maybe that's why I'm hearing as much about this. But in a constant barrage of salutations and salutes to Derek Jeter. You know, Derek Jeter is the New York Yankees shortstop, 20 years player on the New York Yankees, been a shortstop for many, many years there. And retiring this year, this is his last year. Derek Jeter announced that he would retire at the end of the 2014 season, which he is going to be doing in another 3 days or so. But, oh, my God, the accolades and the talk about Derek Jeter. You know, let me ask this. This is the, we'll just say this is the Regina's Sweet Temptations question of the day. We'll ask you this. Has sports, you know, with all that's going on and all the off the court, off the ice, off the field activities that have been going on, has it just made sports so horrible? Or you know, there's no standard now. You know, there's no standard. Has it gotten so bad that for somebody who did a little something, and I'm not a hater. I mean, Derek Jeter, he did a lot for the game. But has it gotten so bad that we have to rally and put unnecessary praise on one person because they didn't use steroids, because they never got arrested, because they didn't bring shame to the game of baseball? I mean, has it gotten to that where has sports in the offseason, this is the question, has sports and the off-the-court field, ice, whatever, activities made it so bad that we have to lavish, one player who did good with praise? Do we have to do that? Phone number here is 347-426-3214, 347-426-3214. Plenty to talk about this afternoon. Oh, did you see the video? Did you see the video of the man, the African-American, the brother, being shot down by a South Carolina state trooper? Just horrific. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I'm sure many of you have seen this video. And this is a video, and see, this is something that came out, this is something that happened just recently, around about the time that former President Clinton, who's all over the place right now, being interviewed like he's still the president, former President Clinton was saying that things were less racist than we have. You know, the country is less racist. Now, by the time he said that, this man was being shot down by the South Carolina state trooper. And, you know, how can you say something like that? How could anybody say something like that with all that's been going on, the Michael Brown case is still going on, Eric Garner, there's so many other cases going on all around the country, and this thing here with the South Carolina State Trooper's name was Sean Grobert, I believe it's Grobert, South Carolina State Trooper, who was fired and then arrested for shooting his brother. South Carolina State Trooper actually was fired last week and arrested on Wednesday after the dash cam video. Now, they arrested this guy pretty fast. Arrested on Wednesday after the dash cam video showed him shooting an unarmed man doing a routine traffic stop. A former officer, 31 years old, is seen in the newly released video pulling the law Edward Jones down. Imagine if there was no dash cam. He could have said, well, I was in fear of my life. And it would have been a dumb idea. Because this is what happens now. There's no evidence, but there's no life, and that works. We'll talk about that a little later on, and the protocol needs to be changed with police involved shootings. But in any case, this man, in the clip, it was recorded by former officer Grobert's dash cam. This happened on September 4th, actually. And it shows Mr. Jones getting out of his car at a gas station in Columbia, South Carolina. Now, Mr. Grobert, the trooper, asked Mr. Jones for a driver's license, and as Jones reaches into his vehicle to retrieve it, Grobert shouts, "Get out of the car." When Jones complies and starts to back away from the vehicle, Grobert opens fire. Three shots can be heard. Jones was hit at least once in the head. Now, it's a good thing the officer Grobert was a bad shot. In addition to being a bad cop, he was a bad shot. Where this man, Mr. Jones, LeVar Edward Jones, was only hit one time. Just ridiculous. Now, what happened after that? Now, after, you can hear Jones saying, "I was just getting my license," because he was, you know, since he got shot in the hip, he wasn't mortally wounded. He wasn't hit in any vital organ. So he was able to speak, and he said, "Sir, why was I shot? All I did was reach for my license. I'm coming home from work." And you can hear Officer Grobert say, "Well, you dove head first back into your car, then you jumped back out. I'm telling you to get out of your car." So Grobert was charged with assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature, which is a felony that carries a serious sentence of up to 20 years, according to a news release from the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, for SLED. Now, the complaint states that Grobert did, without justification, unlawfully shoot LeVar Jones, which produced great bodily harm, or great bodily injury, I should say, or was likely to cause great bodily injury. Audio and visual recordings, as well as written statements obtained, are further evidence to indicate the shooting incident was without justification, which it absolutely was. Now, imagine if there was no dash cam. It would have been, and Mr. Jones died. He would have been able to say, "Well, you know what? I was in fear for my life." And see, that seems to work with the police. All he had to do was be in fear of their lives. And that works. That gets them over. And see, in this, and you know, people are the cops are jumping the gun in regards to pulling their guns and using deadly force against folks. Yes, they are wrong. But you see, but when you have a golden invitation to do it, the situation where there's no protocol. And you have a golden situation to do it in, I mean, you're giving them license to do it. Because all they have to do is say, they don't have to show any evidence that I was in fear for my life. And if there was no other evidence around to refute that, he walks. So it's the culture of the police department that has to change. Not only the culture, but the standard that's set. Because actually there is no standard. You just say you're in fear for your life. There's no protocol for being in fear of. Did somebody point a gun at you? Were you in the grasp, so to speak, of an individual? Did you have no other choice? No, none of that matters. It's just I was in fear of. And
a person can, and you all, we all know that varies from person to person,
regards to what you fear and what you don't fear.
That varies from person to person. So, just another example
of, you know,
and see, these things, you know, these things are going to lead to a problem.
These things are going to lead to a problem. See, because somebody out there is thinking, you know what, we need to put a stop to this. And somebody who may not want to do it in a peaceful way. There's somebody who may not want to do it in a peaceful way, who's out there saying to themselves, like, look, we need to do it. Look what happened in Pennsylvania. And this guy that shot cop was white. He wasn't even black. He was white, allegedly. He was a white person who killed one trooper and injured another one as they were exiting their barracks somewhere in Pennsylvania. According to the reports, the news reports, the person was white. Now, you might, you know, with all the black people who are being killed by law enforcement, you would have thought it would have been a black person, but nope, it was a white person. And the Clintons think that the country is less racist. It's just ridiculous. A little bit later on the program, we'll be talking to, I wish I could talk with him, Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson, who apologized to the Brown family on a videotape. I mean, a videotape. What the hell was that? You couldn't do it personally? I know why you did it on videotape, because you knew that there was going to be a backlash. We'll talk about that a little later on. I want to get ahead of myself. Right now, we're talking about this gentleman who was shot by a South Carolina state trooper. Shot! With no gun. I mean, we'll never know why Officer Glover, the real reason why he was shot. I mean, it don't have to come out of his mouth. We can all pontificate, and we can make a judgment call on what happened, but we will never know. We'll never know what happened. We can say it was racism. No, it didn't. It probably didn't work. Did it work?
These cops are being told some stuff in the academy. They're being told about black people. Because many of these officers have never even had any interaction with black folks. No interaction. None. So, you know, they go by what they're being told. Don't trust them. Watch them. Shoot them if you have to. They're always up to something. Snick, slick, sly, and all the bad things. Black folks are bad. Don't trust them. Shoot them if you have to. Don't let them get the drop on you. They hate law enforcement. They don't want to go to jail. Of course we don't. Nobody does. There's the culture of police department, and this is why these things are happening. Now, this is outrageous. I know many of you have seen this. There's a thousand storms on it. And thank God that he was arrested and fired and then arrested right after it happened. Because why isn't Eric Garner's killer, why hasn't he been arrested? Why hasn't the killer of Michael Brown been arrested? Why not? But here's the problem that I have with all this. Is that, you know, the state of South Carolina moved quickly on this. They don't need Eric Holder, they don't need the FBI, the ATF. They didn't need all that. They fired him and then they arrested him right away. Because it was abundantly clear that the trooper had done something wrong. Abundantly clear. This is, thank God, the man, Lavar Jones, did not. Thank goodness for that. Because it would have been something else. In Seattle, they're testing body cams on police officers. If the program works, all Seattle police officers will be wearing body cams. All police officers should wear body cams. All of them. not only for their prosecution, but for their protection, because police officers do get wrongly accused of things. That's the first thing a lot of people do. They feel like they put the police department in a crunch by saying the cop did something that there's no evidence, no video evidence or audio evidence that the cop did anything. It has to be investigated. So there are folks who do wrongly accuse the police of wrongdoing so they can get out of their, whatever they charge with, get out of it or get it lowered. Sometimes it's cheaper to pay off, it's cheaper to pay people off than to fight them. It's cheaper to pay. It happens all the time. So the city of Seattle, they're testing, I think it's 20 officers they're testing the body cam, and if it works out, they'll all have cameras. See, the culture has to be changed. Culture has to change. You know, the woman who was beat on the side of the highway by the California Highway Patrol officer was awarded $1.5 million. This was a homeless woman. She's not homeless no more. $1.5 million, and the officer agreed to resign. It was felonious assault where he was beating that poor woman. You know, beating her so bad, and her clothes were coming off of her, and her breasts were coming out of her blouse. And you clearly can see it. Millions of people saw this woman's breasts while she was getting beaten. Savagely beaten by this police officer who is paid to serve and protect. Who's paid to serve and protect. So the lady, the person who filmed this with their phone, had never done it. This she was captured on a cell phone video, being beaten. I mean, savagely beaten. So, settlement included a provision that the officer involved, identified as Daniel Andrew, would resign, which he did. Now, video of the violent arrest, which occurred on the side of Highway 10, Freeway 10 Freeway, near La Brea Avenue on July 1st, was filmed by a passing motorist. It showed 51-year-old Marlene Pennant walking away from the officer along the shoulder of the road. The officer was then seen walking up behind Pennant, grabbing her, throwing her to the ground. He then straddled the great-grandmother and began repeatedly punching her in the face and upper body. The beating lasted 15 seconds. Now, she says she thought the officer was going to kill her. Which, and it did look like that. It looked like that. Like he was going to kill her. And she filed a lawsuit 2 weeks after the incident, alleging the use of excessive force by the officer and civil rights violations, which is pretty abundantly clear that it was. So the CHP commissioner, who was named in the complaint, says this. When this incident occurred, I promised that I would look into it and vow a swift resolution. Today, we have worked constructively to reach a settlement agreement that satisfies the all parties involved. I'm thankful to the attorneys representing both sides who worked cooperatively and diligently to resolve this civil lawsuit. Part of the settlement establishes a special needs trust for Ms. Pennant to provide a mechanism for her long-term care. Additionally, Officer Andrew has elected to resign. I very much appreciate the trust the public has placed in our organization to address this issue and resolve the problem. Now, what happens to stop it from happening again? What reforms will be put in place to stop it from happening again? None. Once again, this and South Carolina officer Grover were two of many other cases, hundreds, that go unpunished. And until we mobilize
ourselves. I don't mean violently, but until we mobilize and, you know, in a constructive way, in mass numbers, without petitions, we'll get this thing straight. All right, we'll come back in just a minute with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on BlogTalkRadio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on BlogTalkRadio.com and on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
And we are back. It's Ron Kelly's show, everybody. Happy to make your acquaintance if you're a new listener. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. Phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. I've done yourself so inclined to call into the program. You know, you can do that. The Ron Kelly Show, it quite possibly will be moving to Sirius Urban View SUV, actually, and quite shortly, so everybody keep the fingers crossed for that. Get a bigger, better form, a bigger, better platform for the show. So we're looking forward to that, and we appreciate everybody's indulgence with that. Once again, the phone number here is 347-426-3214. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. What's up with Noor? Why are people so angry with this lady, with this woman, Tammy Anderson, who is here? We'll get to the rest of the show in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to, you know, jump, leapfrog over to this Tammy Anderson and one Newark proposal that she's made. Tammy Anderson. Now, Tammy Anderson is a white woman, first of all, and she is the state-appointed superintendent. Newark is a Newark is a takeover district. Newark is a takeover district. It's a takeover district. Like Jersey City was or is, I think Jersey is or was,
Jim Su might be out of there by now. But yeah, it's only the urban districts are takeover districts. Patterson, which has been under state control for 20 plus years and hasn't improved millimeter. But what is everybody's problem with this Cammy Anderson? Now, Cammy Anderson is the state-appointed superintendent of the Newark public school system. She's a white woman. And she's getting the riot act read to her. She's part of the Time 100, actually, Cammy Anderson. And she's got this program. She's got this program. It's called Newark One. And some are for it and some are against it. And let me tell you what Newark, what basically the short version of what Newark One does. One Newark, I should say. Now, one Newark, let me go to the website here of One Newark. Now, this is Cammy Anderson's proposal to bring the schools back up to par. And you know, programs are not going to bring the schools back up to par because the kids don't want to learn, they're not going to learn. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on to what the vision of Newark One is. Now, Newark One is a community-wide agenda to ensure all students are in excellent schools and thriving communities and are on the path to excel in college and 21st century careers. Now, out of 100 schools in Newark, only about 20 are good. So, I mean, the other 80 are not. And that's me, ladies and gentlemen. One Newark's commitment is to ensure our children have 100 excellent schools. Okay? We will accomplish this through strategies around excellence, equity, and efficiency. Now, here's the equity part. Here's the equity part. If I can get this thing out of the way. All schools, charter and district, will be judged according to the same rigorous scorecard, and the results will be available to everyone in our communities. We will continue to grow high-performing schools while ensuring that district schools enjoy the same conditions that allow charters to succeed. Equity. That was excellence. Equity. Our students with the greatest challenges, from the poorest homes with disabilities, English language learners, and those involved with the court system, will be served with excellent schools first, not last. That's the equity portion. And thirdly, efficiency. We will ensure that our workforce matches our budget, but will retain our top-performing educators who will make schools excellent and limit the impact of job cuts on our communities. We will not allow empty or dilapidated school buildings to become blight in our communities. Okay. Okay. Nice. We're nicely worded. Nicely worded. Newark One. Nicely worded. But is it possible? See, here's the problem with Cammy Anderson. Cammy Anderson is an outsider, personally. Cammy Anderson wasn't raised in Newark. This is the problem with people in Newark have with her. She you know, they have some fundamental problems with her program. But the problems are more with her than they are with her program. The problems are with Cammy Anderson. She's a white woman. She's brought in to run a black school district, basically. That's the long and short of it. Basically. She's a black woman. And she was brought in to run a
She's a black woman who was brought in to run a... She's a white woman who was brought in to run a black school system. That's the problem. That's the problem. I'm putting it on my Facebook page right now. That's the problem. She's a white woman brought in to run a black school system. And because she's a white woman, people think that she, she can't run a system because she's a white woman and she knows nothing about black people and how we operate. You know, she's got a largely, overwhelmingly black workforce. Not just teachers, because white folks don't want to work in Newark. Not just teachers, but the administrators, the maintenance people. Overwhelmingly black. And this is the problem. This is the problem. She's a white woman. This is the problem that folks have with her. Nothing else. I mean, they may have some philosophical differences with her, with her ideology. But mostly it's because she's white. Case closed. Because she's white. So that's the issue. Okay, I'm just somebody's texting me. And that's another issue. I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. That's another issue in regards to the school system. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But that's the biggest problem with Kami Anderson. Because, she, you know, she's white. That's it. Case closed. You thought I was going to come up with some elaborate, everybody thought I was going to come up with some elaborate 10-point plan of why the folks in Newark have a problem with Kami Anderson. That's the problem. She's a white woman. Case closed. And she was in the resentment because she was brought into the school system. Brought in, she's an appointee. So, you know, see, the people in Newark are going to be resentful for anybody who's appointed. They appoint Martin Luther King. People are going to have a problem with it because they had nothing to do with it. They, she was brought into the school system to fix it. And the people who live there, the school board and the folks who live in Newark, had no choice in the matter. But that's the problem. That's the problem. You know, as you see people on Facebook, you want to do all these elaborate scenarios and conspiracy theories and all kinds of stuff. But the problem is that she's a white woman. I apologize to everybody if I'm being redundant. She's a white woman who was brought into the school system, and the folks who live in Newark had no choice in the matter. Bam. That's it. So those of you who are out there trying to figure out what the problem is,
That's the problem. Then you have a bunch of other folks who are pissed off because Raj Velasco got elected instead of Shavar Jeffries. That's another problem. Who Shavar Jeffries will be negotiating right now, who will be on the Ron Kelly show within the next couple weeks. We'll have Shavar Jeffries here. There are folks who have a problem with Raj Velasco who are bashing the man. He's only been in mayor for not even 3 months. And I guess he's supposed to fix everything now in the short period of time he's been the mayor. And, you know, people don't, including a former colleague who also is bashing Shavar Jeffries. I mean, bashing Raj Velasco, the mayor of Newark, every term. And I've said before that the man should be given a chance. The man should be given a chance. And I don't think that Raj Velasco has been given a chance. We'll talk to Shavar Jeffries. We'll have Shavar Jeffries here on the program, the Ron Kelly Show, in the next couple of weeks. He was supposed to be here last week. There was a mix-up. On his behalf, I believe, there was a mix-up. And they got the dates wrong. But, you know, I did speak to Mr. Jeffries, and we have agreed that we will reschedule the program in the very near future. So I'll see you in the next couple of weeks. We'll have Shavar Jeffries here. But that's the problem. We didn't get a say-so in who come into it to fix that. And she's right. That's our problem. That's the problem. So that's the problem. So that's the problem. Going on here. It's no big deal. Anyways, Ron Kelly Show is about 20 minutes before the hour, 5 o'clock. You know, you can catch me here every Friday afternoon, 4 p.m. Ron Kelly Show. And shout out to Eric Dawson. Thank Eric for his short tenure here on the Ron Kelly Show. You know, I've been going through this for years with folks coming on the show or leaving the show and not saying anything. And it's okay. It's okay. We thank Eric Dawson, better known as North Citizen. You know, I mean, I would appreciate people, if they don't want to be associated with the show, then I would appreciate it saying so. Some have, many haven't. They just walk away from the show for whatever reason, and that's fine. I'm going to keep doing this. You know, nobody is going to stop me from doing this show. So, you know, I'm not angry with Eric Dawson, better known as Newark Citizen. You know, thank him for his service, and, you know, and wish him well in whatever it is that he's doing. So this is the issue, you know, that people are having. But we're going to talk, you know, in a few moments, we're going to talk, because I'm having some difficulties with the station. You know, once again, we're going to try to get the show out of here. Because, you know, every week I'm having problems with these people, and I'm going to try to get the show out of here.
Yeah, we're going to try to get the show because my audio clips are not playing, so I'm not able to go to break, everybody. My audio clips are not playing, so I'm not able to go to break. So I'm having a little trouble here, but you know, I'm going to stay on the air until 5 o'clock. Or, you know, you have to excuse me if I'm a little disoriented, which I'm not. It's just I'm just aggravated right now because the show studio is not working the way I want it to. But yes, this is the problem with Cammy Anderson. Nobody was given a choice, and that's what everybody's problem. So we'll close that segment out. And, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit about some of the other things that are going on here in the good old USA, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So everybody, just stay tuned to the program and bear with me while I gather my thoughts here. through my anger, let me, you know, see if I can gather my thoughts so I don't want to take it out on my guests who listen to the show every week. You know, we're having more and more. Yeah, and someone just texted me about this, and I put this out there on my Facebook page earlier about speaking of school. We'll segue into this, you know, this little thing I put out there. Speaking of school, now, the schools are closed with the Jewish holiday, you know, Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year, and most all Jewish children who are practicing Judaism, all of them, not some of them, not most of them, but all of them who are practicing Judaism, okay, all of the kids who are practicing Judaism don't go to public schools. They don't go to public schools. They just don't go. So why are we why are we closing our schools? Because the kids don't even go to our schools. So why are we closing our schools? I don't get it.